Welcome to Torah Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join me tomorrow, Wednesday, September 9th at 12 noon Eastern for the first session of Mapping the Machzor, a two-part series designed to help us approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with greater understanding and intention. Then, on Monday, September 14th at 12 noon Eastern, join our Tzom Gedalia Lech Kenos program, From Inspiration to Action, Stepping Forward for Klal Yisrael. Hear from Rebbetzin Dara Goldschmidt and Mrs. Minette Mayberg, women who recognized a need and took the first step towards strengthening Klal Yisrael. Sign up for these Tishrei programs at ouwomen.org/Tishrei26. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Samach Beis, the 62nd Perek. This Perek forms the continuation of the final of the Shiva Dinachimta, and it is a Perek that speaks of beautiful, sweet, sweet Nechama. The comfort begins in Pasuk Aleph, with a bold statement, Lema'an Tzion lo echesheh, for the sake of Tzion, I will not be silent. There's multiple opinions of who the I is. We'll take a look in a second. Ulema'an Yerushalayim lo eshkot, and for the sake of Yerushalayim, I won't be silent. Ad yetze kenoga tzidkasa, until her righteousness shines. Ubiyeshua takel apidya ve'er, and her salvation like a flame will burn. According to Rashi, this is a reference of, this is Hashem. Hashem calls out and says, I shall not be silent for Tzion. For what? For what they did. For what the other nations have done as they ruined and plundered Yerushalayim. However, for the Radak, this is Hashem talking. However, he's not calling out for the sake of Tzion for what was done to her, but rather to show the world her righteousness. And Hashem is saying, I will not be silent until the whole world sees how righteous Tzion is. The Ibn Ezra, however, sees it as us. Lema'an Tzion lo echasheh is Am Yisrael talking. And Am Yisrael saying we will continue. We will continue to cry out for Yerushalayim. We will not be silent no matter what. We will cry and we will scream for Yerushalayim. And this connects to Pasuk Vav. Because Pasuk Vav also speaks about someone not being silent. It says, Al chomosayich Yerushalayim, upon your walls, Yerushalayim, hifgadati shomrim, I have put guards. Kol hayom v'kol halayla, night and day those guards are. Tamed lo yecheshu, same word, forever those guards shall not be silent. Umazkirim es Hashem, and they mention Hashem, al damilachem, do not be silent, you guards. And again, if Ibn Ezra understands the first Pasuk talking about us and proclaiming that we shall not be silent for Yerushalayim, so here too, he reads it as us being the guards of Yerushalayim, calling out, davening for Yerushalayim every single moment. The Radak reads it similarly, that these Shomrei HaChomot, the guards of the wall, are us. And night and day, well, in the night and the day we say, V'sechezena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'Yerushalayim. Hashem, let us be back in Yerushalayim. Let us be back home. Don't stop screaming. Don't stop crying. Don't stop davening for Yerushalayim. Rav Hirsch has a beautiful reading of this. He says that the one, as going back to Pasuk Aleph, who is the person who is not silent about Jerusalem? It's Am Yisrael. But it's not Am Yisrael crying for Jerusalem like we saw in the Ibn Ezra. Rather, it is us advocating for the righteousness of Jerusalem, the righteousness of Am Yisrael. One of the greatest Chilul Hashem, one of the greatest challenges facing us today beyond our physical enemies is the misrepresentation of what it is to be a Jew. The people that assume that we can do the most horrendous things and we want to scream out and cry in defense of Yerushalayim, in defense of the Jews, to say, no, Tzidka, she is righteous. She is good. We are good, moral, upstanding people. That balance, that constant battle of us trying to proclaim our defense of our goodness and our justice against the other nations. That's what this Perek is talking about for Rav Hirsch. And now let's take a look at some of the other opinions of who these guards are who are standing on the wall. The Metzudas David says those guards are the mourners of Jerusalem. And Hashem says, I put the mourners around the walls of Yerushalayim, and night and day they're crying, they're wailing, they're never comforted because they're in constant agony that Jerusalem is not rebuilt. And the way that Rashi reads it in the words of Chazal, is that the Shomrei HaChomot, the guards of the wall, are the Malachim, the angels. And the angels are constantly davening for the rebuilding. And the word, says Rashi, that they're saying, Atat takum terachim Tzion, Hashem, have rachamim on Tzion, rebuild Yerushalayim. And the Radak says, the Shomrim are the Malachim who are going to have Hashkacha Pratis, divine providence. And Hashem says there will constantly be divine providence over Jerusalem. But it's such a powerful idea to stop and think about all these different opinions. Who is praying for Jerusalem? Is it Hashem? Is it the mourners? Is it the angels? Is it us? And all of these voices together are coming together and crying for Jerusalem. So when you're in your living room davening, v'sechezena einenu, and v'li Yerushalayim ircha, and when you're benching in your dining room table and you're saying, uvenei Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, let Yerushalayim be rebuilt, imagine your voice blending in with the Malachim Shel Mala, with Hashem himself, all of these Shomrei HaChomos. And we proudly are the Shomrei Chomos Yerushalayim, the guarders of the walls of Jerusalem, just by virtue of the fact that we pray for Yerushalayim every single day. And Hashem promises in this beautiful Nechama that one day will come, V'ra'u Pasuk Beis, V'ra'u Goyim Tzidkech, V'kol Malachim Kvodech. One day nations will see your righteousness, and they will once again see your honor. And we keep talking about that in these books, in these Prakim of Nechama, about how we'll have our dignity back. V'kora Lach Shem Chadash. And they will call the Jewish people a new name, Al Pi Hashem. In fact, it's Hashem who's going to give that name. And the idea of Hashem naming us is so beautiful and so powerful. It shows the intimacy and the closeness we have with Hashem, says the Abba Rabanel. And we are familiar with the idea of people changing their name. Abraham changes his name, Yaakov changes his name. So too, we're going to have a brand new name. Pasuk Dalet tells us that name. V'lo ye'amer lach od azuva. Your old name was Azova, abandoned, forsaken one. They won't call you forsaken anymore. Ula artzech lo ya'amar od shmama, and they will no longer look at the land of Israel and see it as desolate. Ki lach yekareh cheftziba. They will call you cheftziba. I want her, I desire her, and I, being Hashem, they will look at the land of Israel and say, that is God's land. God wants it, and God wants his people to be there. Ula artzech bu'ula, and her land they will call married. Ki chafetz Hashem, because Hashem does want you. V'artech tiba'el, and your land will once again be filled with people. It will be espoused. And this really is the response to Eicha, says the Radak. In Eicha we say, Eicha yashva bodad. Yerushalayim is a land that is alone. It is something which we call an almana, a widow, the Rashi. In Shir HaShirim speaks about how we are in a state of almanut chayot. We are living widows. We widowed from Hashem, even though we know our beloved is still alive. And the response is, yes, you are in a state of almanut, in widowhood, but you will come back and you'll be considered a bu'ula, married to Hashem. But it won't just be like an old married couple who's been married forever. But Pasuk Hei says, ki yiv'al b'chor b'sula, yiv'aluch b'naich. Just as a young man might marry a young girl, so too, your sons will marry you, Yerushalayim. Umisos chatan al kala yasis alayich elokayich. And just like a chasan rejoices over his kala, so too Hashem will rejoice over you. The Radak says the love that we have for Hashem in future times will always feel novel. It will always feel fresh. It will always be good. And thus, Pasuk Zayin brings together the crying out, Al techeshu, do not be silent. And the hope and the promise of rebuilding and coming back to Hashem. And Pasuk Zayin tells us, Al titnu damilo, don't be silent, not for one moment, ad yechonen, until it is reestablished, v'ad yasim et Yerushalayim tehila baretz, until Yerushalayim is once again rejoiced in the land. And thus, as we refuse to be silent and we constantly speak of Jerusalem, Hashem responds to us. And Pasuk Ches is a promise, Nishpa Hashem. And the commentators, Ibn Ezra and the Radak and the Ibar Brunel point out that the word Shavuah is something which is unconditional. So much of Yeshayahu is Hashem saying, do Teshuvah and you will return. Do Teshuvah and I will rebuild. And here Pasuk Ches says, you know what? I'm going to rebuild even if you don't do Teshuvah. And that's something we dealt with previous prakim. Nishba Hashem b'imino u'bezra uzo. Hashem promises with his right hand, the element of chesed. Im etein esteganech od ma'achal oivech. That one day I won't give your food anymore to your enemies. V'im yishtu b'nei nechar tiroshech. And your enemies shall not drink your wine. Asher yigatbo, which you have labored for. Ki ma'asfav yochlohu, those who harvested shall eat it. Meaning you, Am Yisrael, are going to work your land, you're going to harvest your own land and eat your own produce. V'yahalelu es Hashem, and you will praise Hashem through that process. U'mekabtzav yishtuhu, and b'chatzros kodshi, and those who gather up the grapes will drink the wine in the chatzer of Hashem. This promise, this unconditional love which Hashem has for us, which through all the generations of exile, we keep advocating for Yerushalayim, advocating for our righteousness, for our goodness. And at the end, this perek is going to end with three beautiful psukim, which are a proclamation of geula. Ivru, ivru b'sha'arim, pass through the gates. Panu derech ha'am, clear up the road for the people. And some say this is a call to the other nations. Get ready, everybody. Everyone's jittery. Everyone's excited. Solu, solo hamasila. Clear up the path. Salku me'even. Remove any stones. Harimu nes al hamim. And hold up a sign for these people. They're coming home. The Jewish people are coming home. Hine Hashem heshmir al katze ha'aretz. Hashem has allowed it to be heard at the edges of the world. Imru lebat Zion. I said to the daughters of Zion, Hine yish echba. Your salvation has come. Hine scharo ito, your reward is now with you. Upu'ula tolefanav, and your actions are now being rewarded. And this draws us to think about that imagery we just had of the promise Hashem makes that no one else is going to eat the produce that you sow. No one else is going to drink the wine that you make. And maybe that produce is not just the physical us working on the land, but all of our tefillahs. The avodah shebalev, the land, not the work, not of the land of Israel, but the work of our hearts, of thousands of years of tefillah. Hashem says you are going to reap the produce of that. Nobody else will, but you will. The karulahem am hakodesh, and they will once again call you a nation who is holy. Go'ale Hashem, the people who are redeemed by Hashem. Velach yikare drusha, ir lo ne'ezava, and they will call you a sought out land, not an abandoned city. And as we said, with this we end the Shiva Denechimta, the seven haftarahs of comfort. With this we enter into Rosh Hashanah with a promise of love, of connection, of our tefillahs being answered, of us being reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there's no more powerful way to enter into the Yamim Noraim season as this. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema Yonina Sima Bas Dafna Hinda, Jennifer Hayekara Shelanu, Ilopitzai Tzahal, Achenu Hayekarim, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'chaim Shenka.